Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Even though state wrestling has concluded for Campbell County and Thunder Basin, that doesn't mean both schools could still compete at the national level. That is exactly what they did over the weekend as wrestlers from Campbell County and Thunder Basin traveled to Virginia Beach, Virginia for the National High School Coaches Association High School Wrestling Nationals. Starting with Campbell County, the Camels took five wrestlers, and they were Logan Ketterling, Tace Lake, Logan Johnson, Cohen Granser, and Darren Provost. Darren Provost would return to Gillette with a second-place finish in the senior 113 class. Camels head coach Jace Jensen went with them, and he said it was an incredible experience for everybody to get away and wrestle at the same time.
It was fun. I mean, it's kind of a more laid-back experience just because we're going to a location that's not even similar to Gillette, so we kind of have a little bit more fun. It's a little bit more laid-back, but once the tournament happens, everyone's locked in and ready to wrestle.
Moving to Thunder Basin, they were represented really well in Virginia. There were three Lady Bolts that went, and they were Allie Walker, Chase Steffens, and Aspen Henry. There were also a handful of Bolt boys that went as well. They were Ashton Leegard, Lance Streifel, Logan Mendoza, Dayton Johnson, Drayden Johnson, Court Catlin, Ivan Wold, Antonio Avila, Jaius Rose, Jackson Viergitz, Lane Catlin, and Dylan Glick. The Bolts had two wrestlers place, and they were Antonio Avila, who came in fourth in the junior 132 class, and Lane Catlin placed in seventh in the senior 285 class. Bolts head coach Micah Cadero is proud of how everyone wrestled in Virginia as well.
I'm very proud. I knew that they were very capable. Lane placed last year as a junior, and Avila finally, to get over that hump, he hadn't placed out there and had been wanting that, and that was one of his goals, is the All-American out there, and he had a heck of a tournament, and they both wrestled well, but it just shows that, you know, what we're doing every single day is giving them the tools to compete at the national level. And then we had a total of 26 wins among all of our kiddos, so I was very impressed with them, and they battled and wrestled tough.
That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.